So we're now in our commission, we're back in our commission meeting, and that allows us to take action on the proposed zone change. Any other questions for the Desiree people here then? I think that was a good presentation to give us a good chance to kind of see exactly what this is about, and I think that was very, very helpful.
Thank you, sir.
So the question before us now is that we are considering a zone change for those parcels that we've noted. Any questions from the commissioners?
I make a motion we approve the zone change on those four parcels.
And I'll second that.
So it's been moved and seconded that we approve the zone change from A1 to agriculture to industrial on those four parcels that were listed. All those in favor of that motion, say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. So that motion is approved for the zone change. And so with that zone change, I think we now can consider a motion for a
conditional use
permit. So we're to the point where if someone would care to make a motion to grant a conditional use permit on this particular. I think Casey or not? Do
we didn't get on
or
the agenda.
Jason? Do we need to grant a conditional use permit?
Is it on the agenda?
No.
Nope. We'll have to do.
Okay, we'll have to do it later.
We'll
then. Okay. Okay. That was part of your presentation that we're getting this.
Oh.
Yeah. So I picked that up that we possibly were doing that, but if it's not on our agenda, then we'll do that at the next one. Then.
Okay.
So. Okay. Well, thank you both for your presentation.
Thank you so much.
Do you have a card? Do you have a card?
I do, yes, sir. May I grab it real quick?
Thank you.
And Jill, if you get back with me, those water questions, I just.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I think Commissioner Jensen was just wondering, in the interim, there might be some farming that could be taking place there, but maybe not for the construction period. But if you just have that much of a footprint, there's just going to be ground there that's just going to be going.
Correct.
This. You'll be the owner of that ground. Are you going to lease it out to someone, possibly?
Yes, we won't be the owner, and it will be leased with the
person here. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. And so they will still have control of the water rights. So I'm happy to put you in touch with the landowners to answer any other questions.
Well, thank you both. Okay, we're ready for the next item on our commission agenda, and that's to consider a request from William McRae for a partial deferment of delinquent taxes on parcel 3-192C-7 and 3-192C-8. So it's a deferral of delinquent taxes on that particular on those particular parcels.
Afternoon. That's our property.
Okay.
I was calling to come and express our concerns and stuff. When I bought the property 2.5 years ago, I was told that 5 years to pay taxes. Unfortunately, I didn't realize the legality. It was 5 years to the last payment. But I do have some cash set aside. I can withdraw taxes tomorrow, pay $3,500 down, and I can monthly payments to pay off the rest of the taxes for the rest of the year.
Clarify that amount again.
$3,500,
not $1,000.
Yeah, $3,500.
Okay.
My bad. I can have that tomorrow, and then on June 1st, I can make the first payment, monthly payment. So I think I can put down $125.
So you're supposed to pay $3,500?
Yeah, I'll pay $3,500 to help you offset the lien, and then starting on the first, I can make monthly payments. I think I got down for, I think, 10 months or something like that. Get all paid off.
Okay. So then, Steve, just a point of clarification, then we just take no action on this.
No, you've got to.
We got
to. You have to approve the loan, or we sell this. It's on the tax.
We defer that.
Okay. Yeah. So we have to approve the defer.
That's why
I didn't find out about the tax sale until last Saturday, and unfortunately, our mail was where we used to get our mail. The post office removed the mailbox, so I had no notification until my neighbor came. What's this? I'm like, huh? So it was kind of a kick in the jaw the other day.
Okay. We're glad you're here then.
Yeah.
To let us, you know, fill us in on what you can do, and that helps us make that decision then. So any other questions?
No. Have you sought any outside other financial assistance from anywhere?
No.
To make the balance up? Because if you pay 35 off the 55, you haven't checked out any family?
No, I haven't had a chance. Like I said, that was Saturday. It was kind of, you know, new, though. Rounding the money I have right now is kind of putting a little pinch in my pocketbook. But hopefully, I'm supposed to have a job that interview this afternoon. Hopefully, I'll begin the job. So basically, like I said, I'll just be paying it off fast as I can. If I make a little bit more, I'll do double payments, whatever. But like I said, but my bare minimum, like, pay is $125 for, like, the next 10 months.
Good question. Okay. Any other questions, then? So with that explanation from Mr. McElroy, what's your pleasure then? So
I'll make a motion to approve his payment, and that we do not go to a tax sale, and then have him make the payments to make this up. He just found out about it recently. I appreciate that he came in last week and came in today to make these payments. And
it's been a scary situation last week. I mean, she and I have been fighting, and it's been stressful. I mean,
okay.
I'll second that.
So with that motion made and duly seconded, we'll call for a vote on that. All those in favor of that partial deferment of delinquent taxes and this on those two parcels, say aye.
Aye. One clarification.
Okay.
Is there a date that $3,500 has to be in?
I think I said, mentioned on Wednesday, but I have access to it tomorrow. So tomorrow, Wednesday, the payment will be in.
By the end of business day tomorrow. Okay.
And 125 will start
June 1st.
Okay.
That
point of clarification to that motion then. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. So that motion's approved unanimously. So get in here with your $3,500 and then make the other arrangements, and we'll be good.
All right. Do I make that payment in this office or the treasurer's office?
Yeah.
The one tomorrow you can do in the...
And the front office, right, those tables we're getting.
Or that, and then after that, starting to do them in the treasurer's
office.
Okay.
So I need to know. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
You betcha.
Have a good day.
Yeah. Appreciate you being here, too.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, the next item on our agenda is to consider a request from Lorraine Roberts for a deferment of delinquent taxes on parcel 3-192D-17. We have some paperwork on this one as well.
She's offering kind of the same thing.
Yeah. Would she have a home if we sold this? I'm thinking not.
If we deny that deferral, the deferral, then this will go into the tax sale then.
Okay. It's on the tax sale. If you don't defer them, then it'll be sold on
the tax sale.
Yeah, so that's
it. Have you had any talks with her then at all?
I have, and she's come in a couple of times and talked with Barbara and Candace.
Mm-hmm.
And since you can start making payments, I don't know what or how much. I think you could set something.
If we do,
is the total bill just over 900?
Yeah, it's
1,021.18.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely don't want to push somebody out of their home for $1,000.
She recently went through a divorce. That's situation there. That's tough.
Okay.
Has she indicated to Barbara Candace an amount that she could pay monthly?
Says right here, 50 to 100.
Sorry, I'm missing the...
Oh, haven't you...
Yeah, I read through it, but I just missed that.
Okay, yeah.
Right. There it is. Yep. I was just looking at the next page. So if we set it at 50, she would be 2 years to make the payment. Do you think
plus her taxes for this year would add on?
Yeah, she'd be accruing as we went. Mm-hmm. Do you know if the 100 would be out of line? Because it says 50 to 100.
Yeah, that we're, I think she really struggled with either one of them.
Okay.
You may know this particular situation better than either one of us. What's your feelings?
Yeah, I think we ought to probably offer her the same deal. You know, this guy's coming with money. She probably doesn't have any money to come in, but... Mm-hmm.
If she'll make monthly payments, we just, I guess, in some form need to make it so that she realizes that she needs to hold to her agreement then.
Right. What comment did you make, Steve? You think what? About the 50 or 100? What did you?
I don't know. I don't know what she actually said.
Oh, yeah. I'm guessing 50 would put her in a bind. And
I know previously if we do any agreements with this, you'd always... So if they don't make their payments, come next tax sale, they will be on the sale again.
Yep.
The property will be sold if they don't.
Yep.
Give them that.
We'll give them this. We'll give them this bit of reprieve. If they meet the terms, then they'll be able to pay it off. If they don't, then there won't be a. We won't accept a request to defer taxes next time. Okay. Okay. I'll entertain a motion for this particular situation, however you think would be the best, then.
Well, I'll make a motion that we accept her offer of $50 a month as a... That she'll... we need to let her know that starting June 1st that we'll need to be accepting that. And that also that we put a stipulation that she's aware that this is a... an offer that's happened once, and the next tax sale, we can't continue to do this.
So do we say that this amount has to be paid off before next year, or are we just going to continue?
No, just continue to pay.
Okay.
So in she'll pay $600 in a year's time. She'll pay $600 of the money, $600 of the balance off of that.
Then she'll still have her taxes owed for next year. Also,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. She's going to get behind again.
Well,
if we're not careful.
Well, she keeps paying them within a couple of years, but that's the thing. You know, if she follows the contract, the agreement, then
mm-hmm. we're good.
Then
in
2 years. Fine, but if she doesn't, then that's the thing.
Okay. She'll be this amount that she owes. She'll be if she makes $50 a month payment, she'll be whittling it down, and that's what we're saying. So, is that part of your motion then, Mr. Jensen, as well, that we'll just let her follow that contract through until it's paid off?
Until it's paid off.
Not in a year's time, but whenever it's paid off.
So I'll second it.
All those, it's been moved and seconded that we follow those terms in Lorraine Roberts' tax situation here. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. So that motion passes unanimous. Okay. I'd accept a motion to move from commission meeting to a public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
So it's been moved and seconded that we move from this commission meeting, from our commission meeting, into a public hearing. All of those in favor of that motion say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. So